Well, let's go back in time now for this edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
And joining us today is DJ Paul Ray, host of the Rhythm and Blues show Twine Time on KUTX in Austin, Texas. He's also a musician and a Texas Music Hall of Famer. Paul, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, and you've been thinking about some older rhythm and blues songs and the covers of those songs. And let's start right now with the song Hound Dog. Now, I'm not talking about the one everybody knows. We'll hear that in a moment. But this is the original, recorded by Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, in 1952.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Now, people may not have heard that one, but they have definitely heard the 1956 cover, which really needs no introduction here.
Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't have a quarter rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time.
Paul, why did that one blow up and not the first one?
Because it was on television. He was on 1956. He did Milton Berle, and then he sang the song, and then he came back again on the Steve Allen show with a dog in a tuxedo. Suddenly, it was a great big hit.
Well, and what do you like about the first one or the Elvis version? What do you hear differently in the different versions?
Well, it's just different time periods. The cover stuff actually climaxed pretty much in 56 when kids finally figured out when they were buying these R&B records that Pat Boone sounded silly singing Ain't That a Shame, you know, stuff Fats Domino's records. So it's sort of a thing like, I don't know, give me back my records or something. I like both of those versions, but then I like everything Elvis did and Big Mama Thornton. That's legendary out of Houston.
Well, and here's another one. This is the song Fever. It was first recorded in 1956 by Little Willie John. Here is that version.
You never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
What a great version. And here is Peggy Lee's version from later in 1956, which is much more famous.
Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name. And you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight. Fever in the morning. A fever all through the night.
And by the way, that song has been covered time and time again. But what is it about these two versions that you like?
Well, that's the original version, and then Peggy Lee's record, people jumped on it. She got up to number 12 in the rhythm and blues charts with that, but still Fever by Little Willie John was number one at that time. And that's when the cover stuff started going away. Peggy Lee had to add another verse in the middle of the song to make it a different song. So they wouldn't get sued as much, I guess. I don't know.
Well, let's get to another one. This is the song Blue Velvet. This was originally done by Tony Bennett, but then the Clovers covered it in 1955, and that's the version you wanted us to hear, so let's listen.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from her eyes. She wore blue velvet.
I have to say, I don't think I could have possibly liked something more than Tony Bennett singing it, but that I like more.
Well, that's the Clovers were a huge group in the early 50s because there was the only top 10 only records that they used on the Harlem Hit Parade, and they changed that to Rhythm and Blues charts. And it was covered later by Bobby Vinton, one of the teen idol guys, you know, the Bobbies and Frankies.
Well, here is the Bobby Vinton version.
She wore blue velvet, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Which one do you like better, the Clovers or the Bobby Vinton version?
Oh, the Clovers, hands down.
Well,
my sister Harry was bringing these 78 RPM records at the time that Blue Velvet came out by the Clovers. And before that, I mean, from about 1950, 51 era. And she was bringing these home. So we were listening to that. And by the time it got around to Bobby Vinton in the late 50s, I'm guessing, or early 60s, then, you know, it's sort of like, why bother, Bobby?
Well, we have time for one more. This is The Twist, and it's not The Twist by Chubby Checker. We'll hear that in a moment, but this is by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
Come on, baby, let's do The Twist. Come on, baby, let's do The Twist. Take me by my little hand and go.
And here is the Chubby Checker version. I got to say, they sound almost identical. It sounds like they're both Chubby Checker.
If you really listen close, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, the beat's different and a lot more rhythm and blues. The other one is sort of like teenage dance stuff. And Chubby Checker made a career out of taking other people's stuff, like Don Covey and the Good Timers and just different people. And the most egregious was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
How do you think that the original artists feel when they come out with a song and then sometimes 6 months later somebody else comes out with the same song and they're the ones that make all the money on it?
Well, that makes a lot of people mad. Hank Ballard, I talked to him about that, and he said he gets a check in the mail, so he doesn't care who did it.
DJ Paul Ray, host of the Rhythm and Blues show Twine Time on KUTX in Austin, Texas. Paul Ray, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome so much.
Girls, take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
This, Robin, is Too Many Fish in the Sea.
I know.
By the Marvelettes. Some people might not. We got all the songs from today's DJ session at hereandnow.org, and you can sign up for our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.